And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Which day is the Sabbath, and on which day should we worship? That's really two different questions, and we'll try to take them in order. First of all, let's notice that the word Sabbath itself means to cease or to rest. The Old Testament Sabbath, and I'm going to be very careful here so that I'm sure we're not confusing anyone. When I talk about the Old Testament Sabbath, I'm talking about the law that was given through Moses on Mount Sinai that told them to honor the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Notice, if you would, that the Old Testament Sabbath day was patterned after the creation week. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11, where Moses is giving the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel, he says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Now this does not mean that God, at the time of creation, gave the Sabbath as a law. There are those that falsely teach that the Sabbath was a perpetual commandment, that God established it at creation, and that it exists even today. But notice that the Sabbath day of the Old Testament was patterned after that creation week. We see that God worked for 6 days doing the acts of creation, and then on the seventh day He rested. Now this Old Testament Sabbath was explained to Israel when God began to give them manna from heaven. You will remember that after leaving the land of Egypt, they were concerned about how they would eat. And God had provided for them by giving them manna. In Exodus chapter 16, beginning in verse 21, we read that, "So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted. And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for each one. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, 'This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will take today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning.' So they laid it up till morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, and there were not any worms in it. Then Moses said, 'Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none.' Now it happened that some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, 'How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, He gives you on the sixth day bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day.' So the people rested on the seventh day." This is an explanation of what the Sabbath was and what it was to be. The Old Testament Sabbath was patterned after the creation week, and it was explained to them through the giving and the collecting of the manna. But it was actually made a law at Mount Sinai, not at the time of creation. In Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning in verse 13, the prophet Nehemiah is writing a history of the people, and he says, "You came down also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, your servant." Nehemiah says that this was made a law or a precept. It was given to them as a commandment when he came down on Mount Sinai and gave the law to Moses. The Old Testament Sabbath has been taken away, though. It is no longer in power today. We know this because the entire old law has been taken out of the way. Paul, writing to the Colossians in chapter 2, began in verse 14 by saying, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." A few verses later, he explains that since that has happened, since that old law has been taken out of the way and nailed to the cross, let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths. No one today can point to the old law and say, you must keep the Sabbath as they did, for Jesus has taken it out of the way. Does that mean that there is no Sabbath today? Well, there is not a Sabbath in the sense that there is a day of the week that God has set aside as a day of rest. God, however, has given us a day of worship, the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, according to Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. There is a New Testament version of the Sabbath, and it also is patterned after that creation week. We find in Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 9, there remains therefore a rest. That's what the word Sabbath meant. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Just as God created for 6 days and then rested on the seventh, man is to work while he is in this life. We have things that we are responsible for in this life, things that are expected of us, things that God requires of us. And while we are in this world, we work on those things. But there comes a day when man will rest. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus offers rest to those who are obedient to him. So the Old Testament Sabbath was patterned after the creation week, explained when they were given the manna from heaven, made a law from Mount Sinai, and done away when Jesus nailed it to the cross. The New Testament Sabbath is also patterned after the creation week in the sense that God worked and then rested, and man is now working here on this earth, but there is a rest that awaits us. The Sabbath of the New Testament is the rest that awaits us in heaven at the end of time. That is the Sabbath that we should work for. We should not look for one while here on the earth, for God has not ordained one under the new covenant.